Astrology and Power Times. This is Aratima. Nowadays, astrology is very, very popular and is becoming more and more popular. A lot of people are listening to the weekly or monthly astrology weather forecast, checking how the energies are, what is it that we're going to have to deal with or encountering this week, this day, next month, and how to navigate it best. What does actually astrology imply? Astrology is the movement of the planets and the constellations that are happening through time and space. And you are born at a certain time, and we all find ourselves right now together in this moment at the same time. This moment, this same time that we are all experiencing right now collectively, is a constellation of forces that is like the weather, an experience that is collectively the same for us. Now, each person, due to their own individual birth time, is going to respond differently to what is happening to the collective situation. It's pretty much like anything else in life. We can all eat the same meal, the same food, and we're having a different response to it because we're unique. Now, the tendency that sometimes takes place is that when we listen to the general astrological powers and forces that are affecting the collective, that we will take that on and also blend or tune ourselves to the responses so that we think it's, oh, this is the way it is. And so one of the first things that we would like to make sure not to do is to just simply kind of flow with the general public. Instead of staying in one's core and really finding out how do I personally respond to this energy and how can I might use my free will and my skill, my ability, my spiritual power to make this moment the best for me, instead of going along with the collective and hoping that it's over soon, that better days will come. In that way, then astrology is just being used to comfort the mind and say, oh yeah, it just takes a few days or a month and then it'll be over. But the thing is, there'll be something else coming and then we're not really showing up and responding. So it is really important to not get washed along with the general feeling and response, but you show up each time and really be clear and find your own highest and best response to the situation, to the moment. Because this is really what it's all about. It's a power moment. Some are more challenging and some are a little bit more pleasant, but each time it is your own unique moment to grow spiritually. So the personal astrology will show you when you were born and in what constellation you are finding yourself in. And as the planets continue to move and you move through your life, your karma is literally laid out there. You can see it. There's this track that you move along on. And how you respond is now the free will that you bring to the situation. When we listen to astrology, it really depends on how much power do you give it? How much do you surrender to the events that are going to be before you that you have to deal with? Or are you going to dance with it? Are you going to engage and respond through spiritual means by opening your heart, opening your mind, having faith that you can transcend it, that you can make something different out of it, that you can turn a lemon into a lemonade, make it something that is more pleasurable to you. Events that are very, very challenging that you will see on your astrology chart if you actually, you know, let somebody explain it to you, because it's very complicated and needs a lot of study. They still can be elevated to, instead of breaking a leg, you stub your toe. So the reason to actually follow astrology and the events that are happening in the planets, journey through the atmosphere, through the universe, is to actually note moments of potential possibilities that are a setup for us to become more free, to grow more in any area. It could be health, it could be finances, it could be relations, it could be spiritually. It's where we evolve as a soul. It is really the soul's journey to become more conscious and more capable and more eloquent, and the environment is being reflected by the stars, and we can basically then respond to it. There are power times that are read from different angles. We have the typical solstices and equinoxes. We have the power times of the earth, the seasonal growth periods of the plant kingdom in relationship to the moon. And then there are also angles of the moon cycles instead of the sun astrology, like in India, and the Jyotish is based on the moon. There are also other angles of perception from other cultures that have to do with other areas in the world, in Russia, in the Middle East, in South America, native ways of looking at processes in time and space that are reflected in the plans, in how the earth is, how the sun shines on the planet, how certain things are affecting us. If we are opening ourselves to it, we become quite sensitive to these forces. They are also depicted as deities that are active during those times. And in the Vedic tradition, there are then the birthdays of these deities or other kinds of activities that these deities, these spiritual beings, are animating in the universe and within us in our life force. So we can actually, by paying attention to it, become more and more conscious of these subtleties and make the best of it, use it to change our lives. It's like a gust of wind that a child uses in order to fly a kite. So we will make ourselves available if you want to. And how do we do this? It's really, first of all, knowing and just being aware of it. And then if we become a little bit more sensitive and capable, the mystic uses the double, the power center, to extend one's subtle field and to touch literally the field of the planet, the field of the deity, the field, the point in time and space that we can actually touch and feel into and connect with. We hook ourselves into that point and we basically ride along with it and become a member and participant in the event. And it can be very pleasurable if you have a sensitivity for it. So instead of going along with the collective hope that things will pass, or the collective ecstasy of how great it is right now, to remain more clear and neutral and centered in the core, and to use what comes along in your life as something to either love more, soften your heart to it, or to remain clear and luminous and know that all forms and all events are the self, or the way the mystic and the tantric does it, to use your subtle body to connect with it and merge and to have an experience that you then embody and change and transform with. It is like the way you take food in that then affects you. You actually feeding with the energy and that is there and participating and are co-evolving in this moment with everything and affecting the universe as well, because everything that touches each other is being affected. So depending on your nature and where you're at, you will have different responses to these power times. And there are quite a few when you go back into the different cultures. You might want to look at your own genetic culture, where you came from. Are you from Ireland? Are you from Russia? Are you from the Mediterranean, from Greece? Are you from a native background? Are you from the Nordic area? And look at what your ancestors were looking into, what was important to them, what mattered to them. Did it have something to do with agriculture? Or was it something to do with the sun itself? Or in history, something, certain events that took place and became holidays, but they're actually covering up now something much deeper. In May 1st, for example, is a holiday in Europe in some countries, and not because it is a moment where the masculine and the feminine forces are coming into a certain conjunction. It's just labeled something different, just the way Christmas has become a different event, but was based on the solstice originally. So we can kind of dig deeper into that and find pleasure and power in becoming more conscious of our deeper nature, which is anyway lodged in our subconscious. We're still aware of these things subconsciously, but when we become conscious and work with it, it is actually quite beautiful, because then we can actually really surf the energies in ways that make us elevate ourselves and grow and just become way more conscious.